Why is this day, the Holy Family Day, so special for us Christians?
We need to understand that Jesus chose a family to be born into, and he chose a family in every sense, that is, entirely. Adam and Eve were severed from God by the sin. Now God comes back in a married couple to live in a family. Nowadays, families suffer from many attacks that worn them out. Sometimes they must even abide to bad laws issued after today's fashions. Families do need God to carry on their most important and indispensable role in mankind's history. It is true that today families have lots of troubles, of all kinds, but they need God, His help, His light, the same light and help that shines in Nazareth's Holy Family.
The Holy Family teaches us two lessons, does it not, Father Stefano?
Yes, it does. The first one is, I should like to say that God chooses mankind. He chooses to be born and to live in a family in order to love and save the family. The Holy Mother and Saint Joseph help the child Jesus with their humanity, their warmth, and by employing respectively all their typical masculine and feminine natural gifts. Indeed, they are husband and wife. Their loving community, however, does not come from physical, intimate relationship. Mary is a holy virgin, actually, and the child is born to her by the power of the Holy Spirit. The loving communion between Mary and Joseph is the result of a most significant union of both human and divine love. Their love is the fruit of Jesus' grace and of their saying yes to the Lord. God becomes human as a little child, thus rousing tenderness, fondness, and love in us all. It is in this way that mankind can start to love God again, Him who has become so human for us. This is the Holy Family, a marvel of love, simple way of living, and peace.
So that God can start once more from a married couple.
Yes, the second thought about the Holy Family is that God starts once more from a married couple. It is important for us to understand this thoroughly. God starts from the family to carry on His salvation plan for the whole mankind. Indeed, we are His children, part of His family. Now, a family made of a man and a woman who get married and are willing to have children is the first core, the basis of human life and of community. Families need to find out again what they are made of. They need to look at their model and they need to discover the project for them. For this reason, families need all the light and love emanating from the Christmas and the Holy Family mystery. In conclusion, families should find again both the true good inside of them and the good they can bring into the community. Families are called to give out a sense of life and humanity, steadiness and warmth, and to teach love for the neighbor and respect for nature, as Pope Benedictus reminds us in his message of the 1st of January, World Peace Day.
And also we must remind that families are called to find out God's project for them. Do they? God's project is very often forgotten, I fear.
Yes, I should truly say, really forgotten by many cultural milieu nowadays, that what I myself call underculture, the same that has impoverished the family institution and disregarded its project. But families can find their own true good again by recovering the meaning and the value our Lord wants to give to any of us with the project of a family. A husband and a wife need to listen and to follow his project and refer together to it. They should avoid establishing a relationship in which they refer only one another, as too often many people do. Our Lord Jesus has come to bring us just a project: a married couple must live together, thus saving all the families who really want to listen to him.
Family must be a help for society too. Family is a help for society, but very often we forget it. How is family useful to society?
Well, I should say, as I told before, that family, purified by its relationship with Jesus and the Holy Family, reinforced in its own and finding again its force, its warmth, and the project God entrusted to it, well, at this moment becomes a mainstay and a help for the whole society. Society needs family, and the mystery of family for children's right, for human life defense, for love defense, a love that forgives and hopes. Society really needs this kind of love to purify hearts, should I say, intelligences, so that a more human and less egoistic world can be developed, so that the values family has in itself, such as free of charge relationships, fraternity and solidarity, can be diffused, and so that you may not lose the sense of history and progress that must build the kingdom of God. All this means you love the Holy Family and maintain the crib in the places of social life and work.
There is a really important appointment to support family, and you may participate whole, my dear listeners. I tell you the truth. It's an appointment I have at heart because it's important, fundamental. We go there, and what do you do? And when, Father Stefano?
Oh, it was wonderful. Last year, about 12,000 people came. I will invite all the listeners to the Vigil of Prayer in St. Peter's Square. It's a wonderful occasion of peace and familiar serenity. His Eminence, Cardinal Giovanni Coppa, will open it at 11:30 p.m. At midnight, we will open the New Year singing a hymn and lighting flambeaux, and the vigil will continue all over the night. So we wait for you all in St. Peter's Square by the crib during the night from 11:30 p.m. on, all over the night till 7 in the morning. You can pray by the crib for unity and peace also for a few minutes. It is really suggestive to see so many small lights burning during the night as a sign of many prayers entrusted to the Holy Family. I really warmly invite all your listeners. You can also visit our website www.amorefamiliare.it.
Father Stefano, closing this interview on the Holy Family, can you give us a suggestion on how to keep family united so that it does not break up and does not yield to the so many temptations that devil puts on our way during our life, our existence together with the wife we shall love, our sons we shall love and respect?
If Jesus has chosen a family, the Holy Family, we also must follow and receive up to the end this gift our Lord has given us, a gift that has been diffused all over the world through the crib. I should say that a really simple meaning is to be courageous. You husband, you wife, you husband and wife together, you parents, and come to the crib with your sons, or if you have no children yet, as a young married couple. Another mean is to have a moment by the crib with your large family, with grandparents and other relatives, invoking Jesus' light and warmth on all the components of your family. You can look at St. Joseph's laboriousness and engagement in following the project of God for the family he has entrusted him. You can look at the warmth and additional love of Mary that continues to be close to us in our families. And I should say, keep on gazing at the child Jesus. Christmas is the children's holiday. It means to reconcile children with the mystery of Christmas. Children can notice a lot of things, but they have television or they meet their friends during parties. So they need to be helped to look at and penetrate the mystery of the Holy Family, the warmth of Jesus with open arms. I have seen many times that children feel with an intuitive knowledge Jesus' love, and that they go near the crib with pleasure and with their love, because God, remember it, decided to be a child to rouse our tenderness and love from children, adults and elders that need to find again the sense of family and of life going on. Best wishes to you all.
I remember to you all this appointment of the Vigil for Peace in the Families and among the Nations. Peace, Father Stefano, cannot dwell among nations if it's not already in our families. Isn't it so?
Yes, I should say that first of all, everybody build peace in his heart. Then in families, you need to educate each other with a style of respectful cooperation and careful valorization of every member in order to end with peace among people and nations, with welcome and respect for everybody's values and cultures, for a word of fraternity. Jesus, that is the Prince of Peace, wants to build it, and we have a great role in our families, in our hearts, in our consciences, but also in our country and in the relationship with all people and nations.